Simply Done, the podcast network.
Hurry. Come on, dude.
Tell me when you're ready there. Well, there he is.
How you doing?
Give me the scream.
Ow!
Give me another scream.
Ow, ow! Ow, ow,
ow. Give me one more scream.
Ow!
Okay. All right, this is where Mole used to say something. Yeah, well, I don't try to steal his fucking line. Coming to you pre-recorded from Simply Don, the podcast network studios, at a secret location in West Hollywood, California, it's the Big Three Podcast. Hi again, it's your old pal Don. Stop zipping things and unzipping things. It's loud, I can fucking hear it. Introduce yourself.
And I'm the Scare Master, Scary Perry.
Well, we are...
wondering.
Well, this is week three. Numerous rumors have been told. If you don't know what I'm talking about, not this past podcast, but the week before, John Quincy Adams called, Mole's with him, and this is what we heard.
One second. Walter, please don't play with the fox hunting rifles. Do not play with the fox hunting rifles. I want to hunt for some foxy ladies. Listen. In time. But let me ask you, in the meantime, why did the fox sell his fur? Because he pelt like it? Exactly, because he pelt like it. Did you get that? Because he pelt... Oh!
Two gunshots. And we haven't heard from Mole or JQA since. Now, you heard some rumors, Perry.
And then I saw this thing online.
Well, actually, let me do this. You called me, and for the first time, you started believing that this was real. Why don't we play that message that you left me?
Don, tell me that this is not true about Walter Molinsky, Walter Molinsky. This boat capsized in the French Caribbean or wherever the fuck it was. Please tell me it's not true. I'm shocked to hear about this. I thought it was all bullshit until I read it in a news report online. Oh God, if it's for real and if Mole's dead, dude, I don't know what to say. I'm seriously in shock. I'm sorry for all of us. I'm fucking speechless. I don't know what to say. I just hope to God he's alive and safe. Fuck. Get back to me. Thank you.
Well, that was from you, and you finally believe that what I'm saying is true. Well, today we are doing somewhat of a tribute to these guys. I'm not going to say they're gone because numerous rumors. I've heard everything from Mole joined the circus, and I heard things like John Quincy Adams was the walrus. There's numerous rumors out there, but until we're sure...
Mole joined the circus?
Yeah.
Are you shitting me?
I heard that rumor.
God.
Yeah, so anyway, the point is, there's a lot of things going out there, and we are still a little confused. Now, this sets us back a little bit, because as you know, in October 11th, we were going to do a podcast from the Comedy Store, and we had a few things planned for the weekend. And I'm saying, if you were making plans to come out here, don't cancel the plans yet. For two reasons. Number one, if Mole has gone on, what we'll do is we'll use that weekend as a tribute to John Quincy Adams and to Mole. So feel free to continue to make your plans to come out here the weekend of October 11th, 12th, 13th, and maybe there's even something the 14th. But let's hope that it's in celebration of the 10th anniversary of Windy City Heat being released. But if not, it'll be a big Mole.
As well as my daughter's 24th.
No, it'll have nothing to do with that.
Okay.
Absolutely nothing.
Because her B-Day is the 11th.
Her B-Day is the 11th?
Yeah, birthday.
Okay, I knew what that was.
Okay.
Okay, what do you have in your hands there?
I got in the mail a couple of gifts for you.
For me?
Yeah. Our lovable friend Jean-Paul Primavera sent you a shirt, and it says, Perry, here's a shirt for Don. Tell him Jean-Paul Primavera says hello. Also, hi, Mole, Big 3, Jean-Paul.
Is he mocking Mole's death?
No, this is the Detroit shirt.
Let me see it. Throw it to me.
And...
And I forget the other guys that sent that shirt. I forget their names.
It ain't effing quitting. Oh, it's from those effing brothers. I remember those guys.
FNN. Oh. Yeah, the FNN guys.
Wow, that's brothers. Really nice.
Yeah.
They sent me a tiger. They know that I'm a fan of the Tigers.
And then there was a young lady.
Perry, what are you doing with all these? Was there $10 sent in there?
No money.
Okay.
No money, but.
We got to stop with that. They have to send $10. This other lady. Who's this other lady?
Oh, she asked for me to wish her boyfriend or brother.
Did she send you money?
No money.
Then no wishes.
Okay.
Sorry about that. You know what? I have something that you may be interested in. You know, a lot of people, when they heard that John Quincy Adams and Mole were both possibly gone, everybody wants to do something about it. We even got this call, and I've got a plan. If you would, play that call, please.
Hey, hello? Hello? Don. Donald. William Randolph Hearst here. I don't know, the reception isn't great. I'm on a cruise with my family. We're near Puerto Vallarta. We're going to be docked soon. I was hoping to meet JQA on this cruise, because we're both going near the Caribbean, I think. But I just heard that there was gunshots and Mole was playing with a gun. I want to do everything I can to make sure that they get found. I don't know what the hell is going on, but I don't want to go to my grave knowing I could have helped, and I didn't. I want to donate right now, and you take this as legally binding, okay? I want to donate $100,000 to the Find JQA and Mole Fund, okay? You can literally take that to the bank. I'm not going to get into the fight with Perry or any of that stuff. Let's focus on the task at hand here. We need to find these two, okay? We're going to be a show in probably about 12 hours. I'll do a wire transfer then. And I'd also like to issue a challenge. Can someone do something about the baby, please? I'd like to issue a challenge to all those other people out there, okay? All those other people who call themselves fans. Get involved with this fund, okay? Money talks. Get in there. Even if you have $10, $15, $20, every little bit counts, okay? Obviously, you're not going to match me. I'm a third-generation aristocrat. But please, everyone listening, donate to this fund. We need to find these two guys. God, I hope this came through. All right, I'll call you soon. I'll call you from the bank.
Thank you to William Randolph Hearst III.
I agree. Thank you very, very much.
$100,000 to the Find Mole and JQA Fund.
That's a very good.
That's nice of him.
Change.
It's really nice
That's
of him.
That's a very nice thing.
After you've disrespected him the way you have, and for him to come through like that is unbelievable.
I didn't really disrespect him.
Yeah, you did. You fucking lied. You took money from
whatever.
Him.
Whatever.
What, you didn't do that?
I didn't lie.
You did lie. You said you were going to do something. You went up against us, and then you lied to him.
I had a problem. I have
okay,
a short-term
I don't,
memory problem.
Okay, all right. Let's just drop it. Let's just drop it. I'm tired of this. And by the way, I think everyone should donate. You can donate through PayPal or send it to us, however you want to do it. But here's the great thing. That call got me to thinking, here's what we should do. That's $100,000. We get this fund. We get people sending us money. And then what do we do?
50-50.
I like the way you're thinking.
That's actually the way you're thinking, but...
Okay. We say we send out people looking for them.
That should be off the air.
What?
This conversation shouldn't be on the air.
Good thinking. Good thinking. So that's right. So if you want Mole and JQA alive, send money to the Find Mole and JQA Fund. You can put that through PayPal. You can send us checks, money orders, straight cash, homie, whatever you want to do.
Right.
And speaking of straight cash, homie, I think it's time once again that we get... What's
Sorry.
The matter?
I Something caught in my throat.
What do you think it was? Semen? Today was the gay day parade. Is that where you were all day?
Oh, Jesus Christ. No, I don't hang out with your friends.
I have nothing against gay people.
I have everything against gay people.
All right, anyway, it is time once again where you, the listener at home, you get a chance to get in touch with us. It's time once again for a little thing we like to call the $10 shout-out.
$10 shout-out!
All right, now, if you've never heard the show before, the $10 shout-out is where you, the listener at home, get a chance to send in your thoughts. Let's say you don't care the way Perry combs his hair. You can write about that. Make it a very short paragraph or so. Write to us, and you send that to $10 shout-out, care of Don Barris, 7510 Sunset Boulevard, number 153, Hollywood, California, 90046. Now, you don't send checks, no money orders. That's straight cash, homie. All right, so we've got a few $10 shout-outs today. Let's get right into them. All right.
Yeah, it sounds good.
All right, this first one. This comes from Edwin J. Sphincter III, M.D., professional proctologist, Reseda, California. Hey, Big Three. Long time no talk. It's really been a shitty month here at the Villa Paloma Apartments. Why does that sound familiar?
That's my...
Okay, all right, so this guy must live in your building.
Yeah.
But I hope we can get this place ready in time for the chili cook-off. Anyhow, my colon health clinic is doing great. Lots of plumbing to examine here in Reseda, especially in the Denny's men's room. Perry,
brother,
what's the matter?
No, it's just all bullshit.
Why do you say it's bullshit?
Because I don't... Never mind. Go ahead and read.
Perry, I'd like you to answer these two questions truthfully and without any Javajo trickery. What made you join the Javajo cult of dogs is question
one. It's not a cult, one. We don't worship dogs, two.
Talking to the mic.
Like I just said, it's not a cult, one. We do not worship dogs, two.
All right. I guess that kind of answers the first one. Question two.
Thank you.
And what does the cult do for you?
Look, Jehovah's Witnesses, in my eye, in the way I feel about the religion, they're the warmest, nicest people. And actually, you know, Jehovah's Witnesses preach that there's an everlasting life. And when Jehovah's Kingdom comes, there's peace on earth forever. So that's
let me ask you this. Did the Javajos give you $10 for this promotion? Then don't promote the fight. Okay, let's just move on. And don't say it's the one true religion of Jesus Christ, because I see him at the Comedy Store all the time giving out back rubs to men cheap prostitutes. Oh, and remember, penises are just a straw for the balls.
You're sick.
Rectally yours, Edwin J. Sphincter, III, M.D., proctologist. All right. Well, that's one. All right. By the way, thank you again for the people that send us the $10 shout-outs. It's what keeps this moron going. Dear Big Three, my brother and I really love your podcast. The only thing we love more is the good old U.S. of A. So you can understand why we were hurt and saddened to see the latest news regarding Cookie Caramello. It is being suggested online that Cookie did not serve as a cook for the U.S. Navy during World War II, as we have both been led to believe, but was in fact serving in the German army as the personal cook for Adolf Hitler.
Oh, God.
Is there any truth?
No, it's bullshit.
Do you have anything that can prove that?
What do you mean? He was on the big ship that's over here in the San Pedro.
I don't know what you're talking about.
The boat that's docked in San Pedro.
Okay, that's not really a clear-cut answer. You could be making that up. The big boat that's here in San Pedro.
I don't remember the name of it, but
it doesn't sound legitimate. That's all I'm saying. Let me read on.
Go ahead.
Is this why Perry won't stand for the Pledge of Allegiance or the National Anthem? Is he following in Cookie's footsteps? Oh, my God, this is getting worse and worse. My brother and I love the Scaremaster. We have since the first time we saw him in Windy City Heat almost a decade ago. Up until this point, we've been willing to look the other way on Perry's dog worshiping and scamming the government. But God, if this is the rumor proves to be true, we will be done with the Scaremaster forever. Big Three, the Koto brothers, Rochester, Massachusetts. P.S. Why does Perry always claim to... It says broke, but why does Perry always claimed to be broke, is what he should say, if he's getting $10,000 a month from a fake disability scheme. Well, that's a
I don't get $10,000 a month.
Well, then why would they say that?
Because they're full of shit.
All right. That's...
Disability doesn't... The government doesn't pay us almost homeless people $10,000 a month to barely keep a roof over our heads, barely keep food in our bellies, and barely have our bills paid.
Hmm. Well, thank you. Thank you for straightening that out.
Christ. It's very upsetting.
I thought you worshipped Javahos. Now you use Christ. Are you...
Jehovah's Witnesses is the name of the...
Well, what about Christ? Why do you use Christ?
Well,
you're using our Lord and Savior as a swear word. All right, let me read on. Here's another one. Dear Big Three, I vowed that I would never have anything to do with the Big Three podcast again, but I just got dragged back in. When I heard the two gunshots go off during the podcast a couple weeks ago, I knew it was serious and started the investigation from my end immediately. I got a real gut feeling that the dirtbag Javaho Gypsy is responsible. If one hair is out of place on either Mole or John Quincy Adams, I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger. The Javaho Gypsy has gotten away with numerous murders, but this crime cannot go unpunished.
What? Tell this Huey Craig punk.
How do you know it's him?
Because I know how he writes.
Okay, well, let me read on.
Him or Dimitri Moreland. It's either one of those two.
Well,
two Fruit Loops.
Okay, let me read on.
Go on.
Oh, and by the way, I did purchase the rights to the name The Comedy Pure Rock Resurrection, and I gave it to Don as a gift. So bring on your lawsuit, you WAP wannabe.
So he's going to spend over $600 for...
He did it.
I want to see it in writing.
Okay, let me just finish it. I gave it to Don as a gift, so bring it on the lawsuits, you WAP wannabe. Have you ever denied that you're gay? I don't remember if you did. Your loyal fan, friend, and former worker, Huey Craig III, former editor-in-chief of Perry Leaks. Now, what were you saying there?
Show me the paperwork that says that you own...
I don't...
What's this? It's a last-minute $10 shout-out.
Vince... Just you walking in the room is boring people. Please get out of here.
Sorry.
All right. Sorry. Unbelievable. What is this? Here, why don't you read this while I count whatever this is. There's a peanut. There's some change. There's a dollar bill. There's a couple of washers. Here, let me count the money. All right, why don't you read this? Straighten it out and read it.
Oh, brother.
$1. 35, 40, 45, 50, 55 cents, two washers, and a peanut.
Guess what?
Read the fucking...
Dear Big Three, longtime fan, first time $10 shout-outer. Can you give me some advice? What should you do if someone, you accidentally shot some people with a fox hunting rifle, then had to go on the run, then freaked out, then didn't go to the podcast, then wrote a $10 shout-out, then waited until they read it, then came on the show as soon as they said their name, and your name was Walter Molinsky.
What?
Come on, Walter Molinsky.
Mo! I knew he was back.
Come here. Come here.
I knew he was back.
Kiss me.
No, that's part of why I left.
What do you mean?
Listen, a lot of stuff.
Mo! It is so cool to have you
back. Dude.
Put the fist down.
All right.
I'm not going to.
High five me.
In this culture
high five me.
Of terror. Stop.
Okay.
How are you, dude? You know who it is?
Yeah, it's Mole.
It's Mole.
Mole. You've been driving us crazy. Where have you been?
Well, it's funny you should ask that. I haven't been anywhere. I've been right here. As a matter of fact, I need both of you just really quick to sign something for me that says I've been with you guys for the last 2 weeks, okay?
I got no problem with that.
Thank you, Dan. Scaremaster. It's just... You guys vouching for me saying that I've been with you for the last 2 weeks.
But why do you need that? What happened?
You know how sometimes when you go over to John Quincy Adams' place and you get on a boat and he's had fox hunting rifles on the boat? Which really, why? So you accidentally shoot.
Yeah, it does make sense. Why would he have rifles for fox hunting on the boat?
That's what I kept saying to him when I kept waving them around going like, what's up with these?
We haven't talked to you,
for,
and there's no sign of you whatsoever.
Well, What the fuck happened to you, you wild man, you?
Okay, listen, this is between, what do you, this is between us. The, well, you know what happened when the gun, you know what happened with the gun?
No, not really.
Yeah, we're just talking here. This isn't for you. This isn't, we're not talking, this isn't the podcast. This is just us talking for a second, right?
Yeah, I don't even, yeah, we haven't even started the tape yet.
Okay, good. So, I guess before we start, so, you know, Quincy's, like, got that boat, and it gets rocky and stuff, especially when, like, Juan Dez is driving, and he's trying to catch the seals.
I've never been out there with him, but go on.
You know,
have you ever gone, Perry?
He makes these drinks, and most of them, like, crushed up pills, and a lot of that coconut pineapple rum.
I've never been there. What is this leading to?
So the bullet grazed off Quincy's head.
What bullet you talking about?
Oh, the fox hunting rifle bullets. So say the bullet from a fox hunting rifle grazed off his head, but he was wearing a suit of armor, so it just dinged him and only gave him short long-term memory loss.
Hold on. The last we heard was when you were supposed to be here. We didn't know where you were.
I was here with you guys.
No, you weren't.
That's what you have to say in court.
Oh, yeah, okay.
You can't say that in court, Scaremaster.
You were here with us.
Why are we going to court?
Exactly, because you guys are vouching for me that I've been with you for the last 2 weeks. You just said it.
Where have you been, though? What happened exactly? Because the last time that we heard from you was during the podcast. You were supposed to be here, but you were with John Quincy Adams somewhere, and we heard two bullets go off. And then we haven't heard from you since.
Okay, so you know how the one bullet ricocheted off of Mr. Adams and then hit Juan Dez, but then Juan Dez got up and I thought he was a zombie, so I had to shoot another one. You know how that can maybe happen? And
no,
then you go like,
really.
Well,
no.
We get... So anyway, so we're like, what happens to Juan Dez? And he's like, oh, and we're like, oh, he's all dirty because he had, it looked like ketchup, but it was, I guess, blood. From the bullets, and we just thought, let's wash them off.
Who's we?
Christopher Walken, Robert Wagner, me. Quincy was a little out of it.
Slow up for a second. I'm on your side, Mole, but I got to know what happened. What you're trying to say through your broken English is that you shot two bullets. One of them ricocheted off John Quincy Adams' head because he's wearing a suit of armor.
Yeah.
And it hit.
Quincy lost his memory, too. He lost his memory.
Because of the shot to the head?
Yeah, so he doesn't know that it ricocheted and shot Juan Dez.
Okay, so Juan Dez was hit by the bullet that ricocheted off his head.
Theoretically.
And then he got up, and you thought it was a zombie.
Because he goes, shot. And how could he get up? Because he was going, oh, whoa.
And you shot him.
Well, which him? Live Juan Dez or zombie Juan Dez?
Oh, you know, Mole, please.
The zombie Juan Valdez.
Oh, not Juan Valdez. It's Juan Dez. It was Quincy's footman.
So Mole accidentally almost killed.
Stop. Really, guys.
Is he alive?
I think everyone's fine, but I just need you guys
to
say.
Is Juan Dez alive, yes or no?
I who knows, you know?
That means no.
No, we're right by the
Okay,
dog
Perry. Perry, you're pretty good at this. Take your headphones off.
Yeah, you're damn right.
Second.
I'm very good at this.
Take your headphones off. You know what?
He's in deep shit.
Listen to this. This looks like a case for Stone Fury.
This guy.
Why don't you question him a little bit and see what happened? Put your headset back on, Mole.
Hello.
Before we get into this, we're just here, just asking some questions.
Just hanging out. Talking about my own personal life. I can't really talk about my own personal life now, and I just can talk about pop culture for a while.
We can talk about your personal life.
This is pop culture slash your own personal life, because it's what happened for the past 3 weeks with you.
Okay, go ahead.
Now, this gun. Why did you have the gun in your hands to begin with?
It's none of your business.
None of my business? None of my business?
I can't talk about it.
Okay.
Do you see how frustrating that can be?
No, but I... Okay.
What do you want to know?
Okay, you picked up a rifle and you shot Juan Dez and you shot John Quincy Adams. Why?
But it's none of your business. You can keep asking. I'll tell you about it. Okay. Well, Quincy's wearing the thing, right? And so I'm
suit
like,
of
there's,
armor.
There's no, I'm like, it'd be funny. It'd be like, you know, you think it's going to, it's not going to do anything, but it does. Because they didn't have guns like that back then. So it.
I don't know what did, you mean by back
he's
then.
Wearing the suit of armor when we were talking. That's okay. When he's like, I broke a couple glasses. Anyway, question for you guys. What are you doing? Are you doing some kind of fundraiser today, I heard?
Yeah, to find you guys.
Do you guys, how much money did you raise so far, Scare Master?
I don't know. You got to ask this guy because he's the one that's in charge of all
you
this.
You know all this stuff, though. How much? Did you raise anything so far?
I don't collect the funds. Don's.
Barry.
Just tell him how much
just tell
we've
him.
Made.
I don't have a dollar amount. Just, you get
just around Perry. The ballpark. Did anyone call with donations or anything?
Right now, zero.
None so far. No money so far?
No money.
I don't know. Perry's in charge of that.
Oh,
so.
Yeah, right. Wow. If I was in charge of that.
Oh, well, then how did you bring these shirts for me today? People
they
are constantly.
Sent to me.
Yeah, again, they're sending them to you.
They sent me a shirt, and then they sent Mola a shirt, but they didn't send you a shirt. And I told them that they got to send you a shirt.
Okay.
And they gave and they what, sent you a.
All right. The point is,
shirt.
The point is, people are sending you stuff constantly. So you'd probably
Not
know
constantly.
More about the money than I would. What were you going to say, Mola?
Did you guys raise any money so far?
Ask Perry. I told you.
What did I say?
He's in charge.
I'm not in charge of the funds. If I was in charge of funds, money would be coming to me instead of coming to
right.
you.
I know, but I asked you, Scare Master, and you say nothing. But then I asked Dan, and Dan, what do you say?
And Dan bullshits you and says, oh, Perry's in charge
what
of
What do you
it.
Mean I bullshit you?
You said I'm in charge of
you
the funds.
You are in charge.
I'm not.
You're in charge.
Okay, well, let's make.
If I'm in charge, then nobody sends Don Barris any money any longer.
Oh, you're trying to send rip
then
me off again?
Then you send all the money
like
to
you
Scary
did with
Perry
William...
skateboards?
No, don't do that. You do that, and you don't get anything. All right, what's the point, Mole? No, there's no money. What's the matter?
It's disappointing that there've been no donations. It's.
Well, you know what? It still gives you guys a chance. Just because we found Mole and know where John Quincy Adams is, doesn't mean you still can't send money to the Fine Mole and JQA Fund. That's 7510 Sunset Boulevard, number 153, Hollywood, California, 90046. You can send anything you want. What do you have to say, Perry?
Hey, wow, man. I think we found Mole over here, man. I mean, you know, man, there's not really nothing to worry about because he's here. You know what I mean, man? I mean, you can get that joint out of here.
Hold on a second. Hold on.
Are you hungry now?
One second. Here's the thing, Scare Master. When I ask you how much money they people have donated.
Zero.
And when I ask Dan, what does he say?
$100,000.
What?
Actually.
I don't know why Perry would lie in something like that.
$100,000? Who donated $100,000?
William Randolph Hearst.
Wait, Scare Master, you said no money.
I wasn't. William Randolph Hearst didn't
wait,
even come
wait.
To my mind. But yeah, he.
But wait. No, you said no money, and Dan told me $100,000.
Yeah, exactly.
William Randolph Hearst. I apologize, Mole, by saying $0. When,
I'm Don.
I mean, Don, when Don got that warm-hearted, lovable message over the intercom from
Scare Master
first. And I mean, yeah, he's a nice guy. No, I don't want to do any.
But how about, you know, when you said that it didn't make any money yet?
Well,
I don't know why you'd lie to him.
I'm not lying.
Okay, you didn't lie. We just got $100,000 and then you said no money. That's a lie.
Excuse me, I didn't think
Wait
of that.
Wait a second. Yeah. Is it 100,000 or is it none? Which one is it?
It's William Randolph Hearst.
Come on. You guys are just messing with me. Which one is it?
Tell him.
Perry, you tell him. You're in charge.
You're the only one I can believe. My best friend. Just tell me. Is it nothing or 100,000?
I don't know the truth of the matter. I think zero.
Whoa.
I think zero. I'm not sure.
Bummer.
But.
It's a bummer. It's disappointing that no one wanted to give me money.
Well, they still have the chance to find Mole and JQA Adams. You know, you can still send us money.
Maybe
so.
You take that money and go find Terrifying Tim Perpetic.
Yeah, or something. Anyway, hey, we were just in the middle of our $10 shout-outs. Do you want to do a couple of these, Mole?
Sure.
Here you go. Sorry to get you out of the hospital. Uh-oh. Look at this. This doesn't look good.
What's that?
Tell them where it's from.
It's from the IRS. Whoa. Scaremaster, after repeated attempts to try to contact you, your home address, were forced to contact your place of employment. If you have moved or in the process of moving, please contact your local IRS office to update your information.
I need to see that letter.
I'm going to let you see it, dude. Taxpayer, this letter is informing you of the Department of Treasury's decision to audit your tax filings the year in which the Internal Revenue Service will be reviewing are from 92 until 2012, a total of 20 years. It appears you did not have not filed the proper amount of income in each of those years. In 1992, you did not claim an instance when you provided illegal sexual favors to Randolph.
See. Oh, you know, that's disgusting.
I'm sorry. Listen, I'm just reading what it said of Hollywood, California. Mr. C has stated that you approached him in his office and offered your prostitution services to him.
What?
The amount of question was, are your famous $10 greasy Italian package? That can't be right. That you said
it's
included a BJ, a HJ, and a RJ. Offer $10. This has led the Internal Revenue Service to investigate all the other side work and man whoring that you did not report. No,
it's
research.
Fake.
We found Scaremaster. I'll let you see this, okay?
It's fake.
Okay, it might be, but let him finish reading for
finish guys. Reading the fucking
In our
page.
Research, we have found many examples of your undercover man whoring operation. Mr. Dimitri Moreland, who claims to be your favorite customer and gay lover, has specified many instances of man on man gay sex for pay. He says you have the lowest prices around, which makes the Internal Revenue Service suspect you make a lot of revenue, which you are not reporting, Scaremaster. True?
Oh. It's Mr. a lie. Well, it's a Dimitri Moreland scam
it
lie,
is not.
And it's
Listen,
fucking faker
it's
than
saying
fuck.
Mr. Hugh A. Craig III has reported to us your numerous disability scams. He has informed us of the time you got away with secretly murdering your entire extended family just so you can inherit their estates, which our records show to be accurate. Your court date has been set for February 31st, 2014. If found guilty, you will owe the Department of Treasury all back taxes as well as a fine of $7,722,102.
You
will
trouble.
Also serve 346 years in federal
bullshit.
Prison, which, given your record, may be quite
Dimitri Moreland.
Sincerely, Abraham Jefferson Washington, Internal Revenue Service. P.S. Enclosed $10 is for one of Perry's famous $10 greasy Italian. Just make sure you report this on your next year's return. There.
Okay, see,
that's it. Look
that's,
at the letterhead. Look at the,
let me
look
see
at
it.
How tiny
let
the font
it.
Is. Look at how tiny that font is.
Oh, here's another it's tiny
all,
font
oh,
right
please.
Here.
It's as fake as could be.
How do you know that, Scaremaster?
It is as fake as could be.
I would at least call the IRS and find out.
You should.
I would definitely do that. While you're looking at that, let me read this next one. And this is a very long one, also with very small print. And I said we should keep these about a paragraph long, and people just don't listen. Dear Mr. Caramello, my name is Mort Rosenthal, and I have a business proposition for you. I'm a tourism tycoon based in Orlando, Florida, where people flock from all over the world to our amusement parks. While places like Disney and Universal are thriving, the lesser-known theme parks, specifically those based on religion like the Holy Land experience, are taking a hit. I have an idea that will blow the big guys out of the competition, and I need you to invest in this adventure with me. This sounds good. This
What's
sounds
this?
Like money. Some guy in Florida... He wants to work with you.
Doing what?
Well, something to do with the theme parks down there. Sounds like something good. All right, the plan is to open a 55-acre theme park called Javajo Land.
Modeled, Shut up.
Modeled after Disneyland, you walk through the main gates and enter Reseda Boulevard, USA, where the Gay Pride Parade performs every hour in
it's
honor
bullshit.
Of the Scaremaster. Well, do you want me to read on or do you want
Go
me to stop?
On.
Stick around every other hour for the Javajo Down, inspired by Oklahoma's. Everyone in the world has a chance to do the Callahan, the next Gangnam style.
God.
Hungry? Don't hesitate to visit the Reseda Boulevard USA Denny's, where you can dine on some
oh,
of the San Fernando
awesome.
Valley's finest cuisine right in Central Florida. People can get their picture taken
we'll
with
go to the bathroom.
Characters throughout. Yeah,
that's good rest stop. Good rest stop.
It
that
would
Denny's.
Be a wonderful one. Maybe there can be prostitutes and things like that there. People can get their picture taken with characters throughout the park, as well as including Stone Fury, Big Lou, Brock, and Cookie Caramello. For an extra fee, people can request a Stone Fury to pose on
Excuse
all fours
me.
Wearing a leash, walking around the Javajo Grandmaster dog, Lucky. Well, that seems nice. 30 acres of the park will be known as the Terrifying Tim Memorial Skate Park. 30 acres of skate park. You'd like that, wouldn't you?
30 acres of skateboard parks.
This is where people can rent Scary Perry skateboards that would make your business thrive and crash into one another. But don't worry, they will sign a waiver so they can sue each other and not you. As we know, the real heart of the amusement park is the rides themselves. This is where Javaho Land exceeds. People will flock to rides such as Mr. Caramello's Wild Ride 79. Okay, I'm explaining it to you. A dark indoor adventure where he sends you from the 405 freeway into a three-month coma. It doesn't sound like it'd be fun, but The Amazing Adventures of Randy Callahan 3D. Be right there in the casting office where Perry and Randy...
You know, stop reading it right now.
You want us to send the $10 back?
I don't want to hear the rest.
You want me to send the $10 back? It's just going on in this...
Finish the fucking thing.
Where you enter in trouble from a film set and leave as a member of... So what it's saying is, you go into this Randy Callahan ride, and you enter in trouble from a film set, and then you leave as a member of SAG. And our main attraction, Windy City Heat. The ride is a roller coaster which sends you upside down in the double digits, and you become a donut from the table that Perry knocked over.
Whatever. And no, I didn't knock over the table.
I don't know. Who did knock over that table?
I'm pretty sure it was Scaremaster.
No.
Slow it down. Slow it down. Watch it frame by frame. In high def.
Slow it down. Watch it frame by frame high def.
Yeah, high def.
And watch
high
you
def.
Grab the table and tip it over.
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Man. Read your Bible.
I didn't see that. All right, let me finish this. The trip will not be complete without the nightly firework and dog worship ceremony, where we would like Perry to lead the tribe in howling prayer devoted to Lucky, who appears in images from the fireworks. As you could imagine, this would be a very expensive project. But as they say, it takes money to make money. As you are currently in half a dozen lawsuits, including one against the Catholic Church, which you are sure to win, it would not be difficult to come up with the money to invest in this. If you're interested in becoming partners
with me... It
takes
money to make money.
Exactly. That's what he said here, and now you say it, Mole. It must be true. Are interested in becoming partners with me, all you need to do is find the North Star and whisper, "It's none of your business." Thank you, and I hope that you hear from you again real soon. Regards, Mort Rosenthal, Orlando, Florida. Well, that was a nice book. All right, let's get this. We just got a couple left here. Mole, if you wouldn't mind reading this one for us, please.
You can get that off the floor.
You don't ever tell me what to do.
This one says to be read by either Dan or Mo because Perry does not grasp the verbal acuity to read coherently, whatever that means. Dearest Big Three, I'm ready to tell you my story. I'm ready today to tell my story. Back in 2003, I saw Windy City Heat for the first time and fell in love with the movie. Something about the Scaremaster really appealed to me, not in a sexual way, mind you. I thought he was cool. Notice the word thought. In my naivete, I began emulating the style and mannerisms of my beloved hero, Perry Caramello, much like the Scaremaster.
Caramello with a
minor fender bender and
used
this to develop my own.
K-A-R-V-E.
C-A-R as in car, A V as in vagina. E-L-L-O.
Oh, much like the Scaremaster, I got into a minor fender bender and used this to develop my own disability scam. I began wearing trash bag jackets and dollar store fedoras as I got at the party store and grew my hair long like his and didn't wash it, so it was just as greasy. For years, I lived like Perry, even going so far as to file baseless litigation against friends, as well as sucking off people in positions of power for personal gain. When your podcast first started in 2010, I was excited and listened intently. Finally, I could hear my hero Perry on a weekly basis. Fortunately for my own sake, though, you had a man on your podcast who today remains my own personal hero, Terrifying Tim. It was on this podcast I learned Tim's personal philosophy. It's the three P's, positivity, professionalism, and pretty hard work. I ditched Perry's stupid style and lazy scamming ethic and bought a leather jacket and a real fedora, just like Tim. I applied Tim's philosophy to my life, and now I am an actual functioning member of society. I got off disability, and now I'm going to law school. My plan when I pass the bar is to defend victims of frivolous lawsuits against people like Perry. I thank Terrifying Tim for saving my life and look back in embarrassment at how cool I thought Perry was. Rest in peace, Tim Perpetic. Signed, a true fan of the original Big Three, Dan, Mole, and Terrifying Tim. Diligent dupes, Boston, MA.
Excuse me, the original Big Three is sitting right the fuck here. That Terrifying turd is nowhere near any part of the original.
Well, a lot of people consider him the original.
Excuse me, asshole!
A lot of people
that fucking punk tried to steal my goddamn career.
But a lot of people
shut
say,
your fucking mouth.
A lot of people say Dan, okay. Maul, and Telephone
Dan?
Tim.
Oh, yeah.
Are Dan. The big three. They say that's the original big three.
A lot of people look at it. That's where the big three really started when Terrifying Tim became part
of it.
Yeah,
Scare Master kind of ripped
he
off
was
his look.
Not a-
you did. You stole his logo. You ripped off his look. The hat. You started wearing
I
a fedora.
I stole his logo.
Yeah.
Thank
the
you
t-shirt
for admitting
you
made.
The t-shirt you made.
I stole his logo.
Nice yeah, we heard you the
excuse
first time.
Me. Everybody he stole you everything
no, he did.
From
not
me.
The logo.
He stole the
okay.
name.
Perry.
He
Perry.
Stole the look. He tried to emulate the logo. So he changed it a little bit.
Okay, but Perry, the truth is he changed it a little bit. Then you made a big deal about him taking your logo. He didn't know that. And then he immediately changed it to something different, something better, I might add. And then
I
what
will
did,
agree.
And then what did you do?
I took it from him.
Right.
Because he was dead. Dead! Dead!
Is that right to do?
It's cold-hearted as shit.
Wow.
It's not cold-hearted as shit. It's some. If there's a dead body, you could take that logo and use it.
Instead of just finding Mole and John Quincy Adams, I think we should have the fund also to help try to find the remains of Terrifying Tim, because he's never been
He'll
found,
be
has he?
He'll be here for the 10-year anniversary. Of,
you think so?
You got that right.
How do you know that?
You got that right. How do I know that?
Do you
that?
Have him captive?
I don't have him captive, but...
Then how do you know that?
Something tells me he's going to show at the 10-year anniversary and go, ta-da!
That'd be awesome.
That would be the greatest thing
That'd
ever.
Be awesome.
Do you know how people would cry?
They'd freak out.
Oh, my God, that'd be the greatest thing ever. Perry, if you're right on this, you'll make me the happiest girl in the world. All right, we got one last $10 shout-out here.
That means you'll grow your hair back. Oh, oh, oh!
Okay, I don't know what that means exactly, but let me read this. Dear Big Three, I play in a band that spends a lot of time on the road, and there's been many times that the Big Three podcast has helped us stay awake on long nights during our drive. Our guitar player, Nick, is especially a big fan. It would mean a lot if Perry said, happy birthday, Tim. I know it's a little late. His birthday was on May 21st, but I'm sure he would still appreciate it. Okay, why don't you say happy birthday?
Happy B-Day, Nick.
Why don't you?
Was it Nick or Mick?
It was Nick, and why do you got to shorten it to B-Day? Why can't you
because
say...
Because I... Look,
why
I
can't you just say happy birthday? What the fuck is the difference?
It's because the Jello thing. Because the years...
Being
Jello's dog
witness,
years,
we don't
dog years
holidays.
Are different.
So do you know how much it would mean
celebrate.
To Nick if you said... Happy birthday to him.
I don't give a shit what anybody, even my daughter. I
just
would say
fucking happy, say happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Nick, okay?
Oh, yeah. I got you. You're a terrible Kim Javajo.
You're a rotten Javajo. You're a rotten Javajo. You're a rotten Javajo.
Wow, so what happens now? God rolls up a newspaper and hits you with it?
He maybe puts his nose in poo. Who knows what happens? Well, let me finish this. I included $10 for the shout-out, although I can't see why that greasy Javo gypsy fuck needs it. We recently purchased one of the Scary Perry skate decks for Nick, and boy, oh boy, was it pricey. It better be quality. We eke out what we could, barely be called a living playing music, and if anything happens to our guitar player while riding the board, we are fucked. Perry will definitely be hearing from our lawyer, and that is no amount of dick-sucking he can do to get out of this one. While we're on that subject, seriously, Perry, you make yourself out to be a rape victim. For shame. It's because scumbags like you that thousands of rape cases aren't taken seriously in the U.S. alone each year. You're equating an urge that you had, and then in parentheses, to let another man suck you off, with someone being forced to perform a sexual act against their own will is just wrong.
Excuse me!
You need sensitivity training.
Excuse me!
What?
I didn't do that shit on purpose. I didn't do it because I wanted him to fucking blow me.
I think.
God damn it, these motherfuckers.
I think what he's saying is this.
You did it on purpose because you wanted.
I didn't do it shit on purpose. Shut your fucking mouth. Shut up. Shut up.
That's what people are saying.
Perry, sit down. Sit down. Perry, sit down. Perry, sit down.
Sit, Perry.
Perry, sit down. Perry, sit down. What are you doing?
Scare master.
I think that what he's...
Look! What happened was because I was so nice and loving to this...
No, we know. Stop bragging. You're a loving
fucking
dude.
Fucking chick.
You got a lot
okay,
of all right,
but here's what he's saying. In all fairness, settle down for a second. Settle down. First of all, let me say this. this whole thing happened almost 21 years ago. And I am tired of people bringing it up. But Perry, what he is trying to say is that you claim that was rape. And there's a lot
of
rape.
Yeah.
He forced you.
What are you going to call it?
I'm going to call it you had an option and you decided to go.
You followed your urge. You followed your urges. You
the option was either I lose my life as an entertainer.
But that was bullshit.
Which I my fucking retarded brain
said
I didn't understand it at the time.
Yeah.
Because I was brand new in the business.
I just don't think it was rape. I don't think it was rape. You got something out of it. It would be like some girl wanting to sleep to the top and fucking somebody, and then after she got what she wanted, she said, oh, no, by the way, he raped me. That's how I got this. You can't do that.
A lot of girls do that shit.
I know.
Oh, you like one of those girls?
And is that what you're saying you did?
No.
I think you should just admit it.
Admit what?
You like it. It's your thing.
I don't like it, motherfucker! Sit down! Perry, sit down.
I don't mean like it. I mean like in like with it. And like when it happened, you're like, this is awesome.
Did you say that, Perry?
No, not like this is awesome. Like you're like, Hollywood. How more like Holly Weird, right?
Is that what you said? When you walked out of Randy's office, whoa, Hollywood, more like Holly Weird. Did you say that?
Or did you do it while he was doing it? When he was doing it, you're like, phew.
I didn't say anything.
What
like
a
that.
Week I'm having.
I don't even remember what I thought or what I. Actually, I was suicidal after I walked out of
that. What?
Yeah,
what?
I wanted to kill myself.
Why?
Because it was the most disgusting
thing.
Okay,
but Perry, are you serious?
And I even told you that I was going to kill myself, too.
Oh, that's right.
Is that
I
when
remember
you, that. Yeah. Is that when you started skating?
And I remember, thank goodness I kept it a secret because I'm glad that didn't
You
get
didn't
up.
Keep shit
Bullshit.
A secret.
Bullshit. I
you
never
walked
told
into the
this
comedy
so-
store.
That's a
oh,
lie.
You blew it up right away. Right the fuck away, you fucking
That is a lie.
Open your
You're
fucking
accusing
mouth like
me
a
of something that did not happen.
You've been blowing your fucking mouth up
oh,
for 21 fucking years.
Oh, Perry, come on.
Years.
I never said a thing.
You've been making everybody fucking know.
I am the guy that constantly said
everybody
to stop.
On the goddamn fucking podcast, on the goddamn fucking TV show, on the goddamn stage of the fucking comedy store, 21 fucking years.
Scaremaster, can you please stop bragging about it for 2 seconds? My God, it's all you ever... You want to be defined by that thing.
Yeah,
let's move on, man.
Try to move
I've
on.
I've been trying to get away from
well,
it.
Who brought it
and
up?
You did!
Who's doing it?
You did!
No, I
did! You did!
I most certainly did not.
Sit down, Perry! Sit down, Perry. Perry, sit down. Sit down, Perry. What are you doing?
Perry, sit, please.
Sit down.
Sit!
Stay down.
You sit, Perry.
Sit down.
You know, you better teach this piece of shit to watch his fucking mouth.
What did he do?
First off, what did I do? Second off, I did not bring anything up. Contrarily, you bring it up all the time and go like, you know what? I didn't really like it that much when that dude did that thing.
All right.
Enough. Right? I want to talk about...
well, let me finish this letter, okay? We got to get this done. We got to close out the $10 shout-outs. So to finish up, Don and Mole, you guys are the best. I'm not sure how you guys put up with Perry, but we appreciate that you do, and he makes me ashamed to be an Italian-American. Whoa. Keep up the good work, Big Three. Nathan, John, and Nick. P.S. I didn't include our band name because I don't want that gypsy dirtbag performing any witchcraft on us.
Yeah, whatever.
And that was today's $10 shout out.
$10 shout out.
I'm not into witchcraft, okay?
Okay, well.
Wicked witchcraft?
Bowl.
Yeah.
I have a bottle of some of the finest amaretto.
Oh, yeah. That's an amaretto was our sponsor.
Dubose. Or Dubois? What is
either,
it?
Either one. I don't know.
Well, here's what I say. I'm so glad to see you. I'm never.
All
been...
right.
Here.
Look at that. Everyone's having some amaretto.
Here, you have a swig.
I'm not going to have
Mary
a drink.
Jane. Pass it over to you. Master. Have a little drink. Mary Jane. Whoa,
she,
Mary
oh,
Jane.
She chugging the bottle.
Take it easy.
I'm not drinking any.
Just have a
just out of
No.
Just a sip on having Mole and John Quincy.
I did.
Back.
Just because, like, we can all get together. I have pink eye, but...
It's wonderful to have you back, Mo. Thank God. Great, yeah. We were scared to death. But that doesn't mean that you still shouldn't send in your funds to the Fine Mole and JQA and
so
Tim Herpetic
so
Fund.
We have no money. We have no money in that fund.
Right. Talk to him about the
money. You're the one in charge.
I'm the one in charge.
Absolutely.
If I'm the one in charge, then all the money should be going to P.O. Box number 9.
No, it should be coming. No, Park. No, that's not true. Any money comes to me, and it's now 60 seconds with Perry. Go!
That is Scary Perry Skateboards at www.
I can't believe you just mess up your own website name, dude.
He has 60 seconds to talk about
well,
something.
Well, you know what?
Right.
I think this
constantly.
Fucking guy should have stayed on that goddamn boat so I could talk about my Scary Perry Skateboards at www.scaryperry.
Yeah, but all he was pointing out was that you mixed up.
Scaryperry.
And if I'm on a boat, would you guys be on the boat with me and carry on a skateboard on a boat?
The number 8, boards.com. Soon possibly being changed to .us.
What?
Whoa.
I thought you hated the United States.
No, I don't hate the United States, you fools.
Then what's your tagline? What's your tagline now?
I don't know yet because of... it depends on...
What are some options?
It depends on what company...
One option for your tagline.
I don't
option?
Know. But it's .com
our boards
right now.
Our boards are so
well,
good.
Well, right now, they're USA made, okay? The USA made.
Stop! That was 60 seconds. No, you can't talk. You had 60 seconds. You're done.
My tagline.
Did you
fucked with?
Well, who's fucking with you now?
That freak on the other side of the fucking room.
I don't know if he's a freak. He just
are
got
you talking
the,
about
with,
me,
with,
dude?
With the mustache and the goatee and the fucking sunglasses.
You know what?
Because
I mean?
We know he's stoned off of his that fucking ass.
What?
We know he's wasted. You're every
wasted.
Time he walks in here, he's fucking
you're
high
wasted.
As a kite.
You know what? I'll show you I'm not wasted. I'll show you I'm not wasted.
Here,
how are you going
to
show
another,
him how you're not wasted?
See this apple cherry with tobacco?
Yeah, I'm going to have another bowl. Not a bowl. Fuck the pipe. I'm going to have a bong. Here we go.
It's actually not a bong. It's a pipe. It's the we ain't quitting pipe.
Whatever.
It ain't quitting.
It ain't quitting.
Whoa.
It's the... It ain't quitting pipe.
Whoa.
You okay, Mo?
Should I read a joke or should I?
Yeah, I want to hear a joke.
Wait a minute, what are you talking about, a joke? There's no
spaghetti joke, spaghetti joke.
No, nobody wants
to. Spaghetti
no,
joke,
no.
Do the spaghetti joke. Do the spaghetti joke, do the spaghetti joke.
I'm going to read the daily joke from Joke of the Day online.
Okay, hold on.
That's great.
All right, Jesus is watching you. There was a burglar. There was a burglar who broke into a home and started to gather the items he wanted to take. All of a sudden, he heard Jesus is watching you. He didn't see anything in the dark house, so he went on with what he was doing.
Oh my God!
He heard Jesus is watching you again, and then he realized. Oh wait, then he really wondered who was saying that.
You're saying it.
He turned in the flashlight. Scanned the room and finally saw a parrot. Did you say that? Asked the burglar. Yes, replied the parrot. By the way, what's your name? The burglar inquired. Moses, answered the parrot. That's a strange name for a parrot. Who named you that? The same people that named our Rottweiler Jesus.
Okay, that's not funny at all.
Okay.
All right, and by the way, did I ever close out the $10 shout-out?
No.
Oh, because that was today's $10 shout-out.
$10 shout-out!
Yeah.
That wasn't wait, funny?
You know, I liked what, you know what I liked? Was that he made a joke about Jesus, and of course, it's got to be about a dog.
Yeah. He really did.
The dog is the holy one.
Excellent.
Who's
point,
Jesus? Well. Who's Jesus? Well, it would be the dog, whatever kind of dog.
You know
it
what
is.
I think he just did? He tried to slip in his Javajo beliefs
it
to get people
like
to listen.
Hey,
to
it's
it.
Kind of fun. Come on, kids, let's talk about
religion
dogs,
and dogs.
How great dogs are, and let's talk about how tight your jeans are.
How about if I talk about sex capades?
No, I don't think we're going to do. Wait a second, is that a phone call? Could you please send that through for us?
Oh, no. Quincy lost his memory, didn't he?
Hello, hello. Do you know who it is? Okay. Do you know who this is?
Hey, Mr.
John
Adams.
Quincy John Adams.
What's that?
How are you, Mr. Adams?
Listen, seriously, I'm asking, do you know who this is? Because I have no idea who I am. I really don't know.
Yeah, you lost your memory. You lost your memory.
That's right. I lost my memory, but I can't remember losing it.
You know who you are, you old fart.
With whom am I speaking? I have this number sketched on my inner thigh. Who is this that I'm talking to? Who is this?
Well, you're calling the Big Three Podcast. I'm the host, Don Barris.
I'm Maul.
And I'm the Scaremaster.
Scary Perry, Caramello.
You better not be having my name etched in your side.
Oh, now that last one. Now that rings a bell, that last gentleman. Tell me about yourself. What is it, Perry? Perry, is
that's
that
me.
Tell me about Perry, yes.
He's the king of Friday Night Comedy.
He's what? A greasy Italian is what he is.
Okay, listen. It's all a bit fuzzy. I really remember very little. Please, but I'd love it if you gentlemen could help me fill in some gaps.
All right.
And also help with my memories. Yes, Perry, listen, Perry.
What?
Can I ask you? You sound legit. You sound, of the three, you sound legit.
Okay.
Have we made sweet love?
What?
You and him. He's him.
I don't even know you face to face. One.
All right. Listen,
two.
I'm sorry. Listen. No, it just sounded like we've hooked up in the kids' parlance, so to speak. Now, what is our relationship exactly?
Well, you're the producer of the cult film classic Windy City Heat that we're all in.
Oh, yes. I love that film. I love that.
And Perry killed Nathaniel.
What's that? Wait. Nathaniel?
What?
Wait, was Nathaniel my missing footman?
No, that was Juan Dez. Juan Dez was your missing footman.
Yes, Juan Dez.
No, I didn't kill
yes,
anybody,
that's it. Juan Dez. Where is Juan Dez? Did Perry also kill Juan Dez? Is that
no,
maybe
no, no,
Perry killed
no,
Juan Dez?
He didn't kill anybody.
Maybe Perry killed Juan
Perry
Dez.
Perry didn't kill anybody.
All right. Listen.
I didn't kill anybody.
All I'm saying is it certainly sounds like a lot of people have died around the three of you. Whom else? Whom else has perished?
Eric.
Nathaniel.
Perry's mom.
Perry's dad, Cookie Caramello.
A lot of people.
I had no idea. Perry's father, Cookie.
Sonny.
Yes. Now, Cookie, that brings back some memories. Why did Cookie go to the doctor?
Because he was feeling crummy.
Yes. Now we're getting somewhere. Listen, gents, I'm off on my voyage of rediscovery. All ashore that's going ashore. Toot toodles.
You know, it sounds like he's going to be okay.
What? There's no song, Mr. Adams? Are you there?
I think probably hit the song thing pretty hard last week.
Yo, what do you mean?
I think people kind of...
They got it?
I think.
You mean the 15 songs?
Yeah, I think they...
But I think a lot 15? Of
people... 15?
Yeah. In our last show, we did kind of a best of, and we did the entire library of Windy City Heat the Musical. I hope you guys enjoyed 15
it. 15 songs?
So far.
Jeez.
I know it. Lot. And people got in touch with me. They loved it. They loved
it. A lot of tunes.
So.
Heck of an album.
Well, so...
It is the big summer jam. That's what everyone's driving in their Jeeps and listening to when you go up to Malibu.
Well, I'll tell you one thing that I'm very glad about. As you know, October 12th is the 10th anniversary of the Big Three getting their first movie called Windy City Heat. Mm-hmm. And on the 11th...
That was the first one, right?
That was the first one.
Yes.
The first one. And what we're trying to do is we're trying to get another one. That could very well happen. Who knows? We're going to celebrate here, and you should come out October 11th. We're going to do a podcast from the Comedy Store. We're actually going to have... a chance for everyone. I'm not going to give all details, but to meet the entire cast and to meet the director and maybe some other very famous people that were involved in it. And we're going to do that. And who knows, we may even watch a movie together. So this is coming. Come out here October 11th. We'll give you more details later.
Now, it's going to be a one wild weekend.
It's going to be a
crazy one wild weekend. I know it was like a big celebration to celebrate Scaremaster and that dude with the hand rape.
Right. You know what? We're almost at the 21st.
This might even be as big as that.
I think it'll be bigger because of everything going on. And I will say this. You mentioned the 20th anniversary that we had a big party last year. Well, the anniversary of that date, I believe it's June 26th, is coming up right around the corner, making it 21 years. And again, let's just drop that. Let's stop talking about that. So
there's no celebration of that.
No, it's over.
I agree.
We celebrated last year on the 20th anniversary of that happening, and that should be it. And since then, people continue to write, and I don't think Perry likes it when you people talk about the Randy Callahan situation. I mean, is there anything you'd like to say to the people, Scaremaster?
I got nothing to say. It's disgusting. It's insulting. It's embarrassing.
But can we say one thing?
The only positive is that thing was,
there was some love involved.
Fucking sick bastard. The only positive thing that came out of that was SAG vouchers on one job.
What kind of job was that?
No. Okay, you got to lay
two jobs
it was,
involved.
It was one. Well, yeah, exactly. Okay, two jobs.
You know what he's
it
talking
was
about.
The photo shoot for Alvarado Hospital over at the Magic Mountain Studios.
That's right.
And the second job was working on the set of Tehachapi.
Well, if I can say this, I think it also gave people, because you're kind of rough around the edges, and it showed a sensitive side of you that people normally don't
see. And you were able to add something to your special skills on your resume.
Right, exactly. You weren't able to say that before that day.
I'm not going to say anything like that on my resume.
People just knew it.
You have the option now. At least you have an option. Well, I'd like to know this. Now, Mole, you've been through a lot, and like we talked about earlier, it's been nice that you've been hanging with us the last few weeks. All the time.
Yes, all the time, and not shooting
guns.
Give
him enough rope, and we'll really hang him.
What does that mean?
What?
We're going to hang you, you son of a bitch.
Why are you going to hang me?
Well, I was wondering if you could do something that...
Let's do mime ropes. Let's do the mime ropes. Show
are you
me
doing
it.
The mime ropes right
watch
now?
Watch how good you
do. All right, so here's what's going on. Perry is now throwing a rope around.
No, you guys are... Okay, now pull the rope.
They're pulling a rope together. Two hands.
Hey, pull it.
All right, Mola. What? And Mola just jerked his hips like he was coming in his face. That's funny. That's funny. Good one, Mola.
Because he was jerking the giant rope.
Well, it seems like you have your sense of humor back.
I wish.
You're still a little sad then, huh?
Yeah, I made it look like it was doing naughty stuff with Scaremaster. Like,
I said that, but I was kind of concerned. Are we going to be able to do the best thing that we do on this show?
Sexcapades?
Nope, not sexcapades. I think people are a little fed up with the sexcapades, so we'll take one a week off because they think that Perry's full of shit and lying about everyone.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Are you talking?
Well, how about if I read this one and let's see if they
how
think
about
I'm
this?
Full of shit or
how about
not?
The how about the fact that we met a friend of yours last night, Mary Jane? What was that girl's name that I was with before?
Linda.
Linda Johnson. Her friend was looking for her at the Comedy Store.
Her friend.
Yeah.
What's your friend's name?
Some blonde lady
who
with
writes
big
scripts.
Tits.
Yeah. So
looking
were,
for Linda?
Yeah.
And what'd you guys say?
I told her what I did.
To who?
To this her friend. Anyway.
What'd you do?
Let's just drop it.
No, I want to hear what you
said. I don't want to. None of your business. None of your business. Okay. How the lawsuit's going?
I don't even know because all I'm doing is driving.
You're still working with what's his
I'm only working for Sammy.
Are you driving somebody around?
Yeah,
still?
Sammy.
That's it.
Sammy Hagar?
No.
My cousin.
His cousin Sammy. Okay, that's good to hear. By the way, we have some paperwork that we have to have you sign very soon.
For what?
If there's any possibility of doing a movie, we have to have you sign some paperwork.
Well I want to see the paperwork.
Absolutely. More than happy to have you do that. But it might be the only way that this thing goes on.
Right.
Okay. But are we ready to do something that people love more than anything else in the world?
Dan's movie time?
Dan or Don?
By the way, guess what I saw yesterday with Mary Jane?
Let me think. Epic.
Nope.
The
Great Gatsby.
The Grapes Gatsby.
Close, but it was The Great Gatsby.
The Grapes Gatsby.
So what happens in it?
He dies.
I guess he wasn't so great after all.
No, I think he was killed. Anyway, that's beside the point. Are we ready to do something that people love more than anything about this podcast?
Sure.
Well, then grab a seat.
We need to do sex. We need to do scary sex campaigns.
All right, I'll give you 1 minute, and we'll see where it goes from there. Here it is, Perry's Sexcapades.
Scary Perry Sexcapades number 29.
Go!
God, you're fucking... All you know how to do is yell at people.
That's not all I know how to do. I could get up. I could make a meal. There's a lot of things I could do.
All right. This is about my meeting with Vicky Vett, all right? And it's hard being Vicky...
It's hard being it's hard Vicky
doing,
Vett.
It's hard doing Vicky Vett due to her husband. Because her husband's a real nice guy.
Mike Majestic?
Mike Majestic was a magician.
But you fucked his wife, and now you're fucking Vicky Vett?
Vicky Vett is a porn star.
Yeah, well...
Majestic's...
Did you pay for this girl?
Is her last name Yvette, or is her first name
Vicky Vett?
Vicky Vett, named after a Corvette, because that's...
Or could it be a, right. could it be a
now
Chevette?
That's one porn star I love
could
having
it be a
sex
Chevette?
With.
It could be a Chevette, but he won't give us an answer.
Could be a Chevette?
Shut up. Shut up. All right, now Whoa. She's one love. Whoa. She's one love maker I can say is not just a chick you're fucking. But when I used to call her, her husband got pissed off and said, stop calling here. I'll have my phone number blocked. From you calling my wife, I felt bad.
Stop!
How's it going?
Because she was a porn star.
What are you doing?
I'm also a great
Barry. Nobody buys into
I'm also
this.
A great lover.
Nobody buys
She
this.
Kept telling me how much she liked doing me when he called me. When he called me up early one morning from Florida, I said,
hold on just a second.
He called you?
He called me.
Whoa, okay, hey, hold
like
on.
5:30 in the morning one morning.
This is why. Mr. Vett?
Yeah, Vicky's husband.
Mr.
Vern Vett.
I don't remember his first name.
Then how do we know it's true? This could be a lie.
Whatever.
Okay.
I said to myself,
well, wait a minute. I'm asking you a question. You fucked this woman, and her husband called you early in the morning, like 5 in the morning.
Yeah.
How much?
How much what?
How much did you pay?
How much did I pay for her?
That was what I asked.
I don't remember.
Was it over 200?
I don't remember. It was inside Gotham City.
I don't understand what that means.
Gotham City Strip Club in Canoga Park.
So you went in there and you paid to have sex with her.
I went in there. Her and I went into a private, one of those private rooms.
Right.
Where you shut the curtain and stuff.
Right.
And I talked her into letting me have sex with her.
What kind?
Sexual intercourse? What
kind? Yes.
Intercoursing.
Do you suck her cock?
What? Shut up. She doesn't have a cock. She's a chick.
How do you know? Did you feel for it? Did you put your face in her chiny area?
Did you tell her you love her?
Did you prove that you loved her before you had sex with her? Did you fuck her?
I fucked her.
Okay. Oh, scare master.
I said to myself, I wonder if
she's married, for God's sake.
If he gets it this way with every guy other than Ron Jeremy. Vicky is a soft lover, but a fit lover. Okay, fit to a core. Loving her is amazing.
Hold on just a second. You know, speaking of amazing, how about the finest in Thai cuisine?
Oh,
I feel like I'm going to get right. myself in trouble.
We're in the middle of doing a commercial. That's right. Perry, that's right. It's What the Huck. 323-654-7952.
All right, you can keep
For these. The finest in Thai cuisine, it is What the Huck. Perry, what's the number again?
323-654-9752.
7952.
Mole? That's What the
That's
Huck.
That's in Spanish.
Did you take Vicky Vett and her husband Vern Vett to this place?
No, I met Vern at one porn event, and that was it. If that's his real name, I don't remember what his...
Who?
Vicky's husband. I don't remember what his first name was.
It says in here that you feel like you're going to get yourself in trouble if you keep talking about having her, so you're going to stop.
Yeah, I don't want to get myself...
Was he one of those Marines that chased you through the home?
He was
from
not
the
a Marine.
But well, you said he's a vet.
No, it's Vern Vett. That's his name.
Yeah.
Vet, like Corvette?
Yeah, but she's a Corvette. He's a Army. He's a Corvette. Vet of the Corps.
Whatever.
Well, anyway, I think it's time we do the best damn thing we do on the show. It's time that we do a little thing called Mole Play.
Oh, I remember that.
Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play.
Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play!
All right, now if you've never heard the show before, this is Mole Play. This is an improv game where Mole will direct a scene. He will cast a scene. Then he will write the scene and tell us what to do. The only thing we don't know, Mole, is what are we going to be doing on today's Mole Play?
A lot of people want to know what happened on that fateful night in the boat, but I can't really talk about it. So today we head to a Midwestern college, to the library of that college, where a young co-ed girl is looking for a book. She doesn't know what she's looking for, but she wants to find something good. And there's a librarian there who's a young guy. He sees that hot young girl, and he's got to make everyone be quiet. But she's allergic to books, so she keeps sneezing. And he recommends some good books. Scare Master, you're going to be the librarian who has to get her to stop sneezing and being so loud. And Dan, you're the hot young co-ed who's looking for a good book. And Scare Master, you suggest some books to her. Mole Play!
Oh, I'm sorry. Stop sneezing, goddammit.
I'm sorry. I don't know why I sneeze. Could it be because
of my perfect
double D breast? I don't know.
Yeah, well, here, smell this. Sick pig. Get the fuck out of here. Get out.
I'm just trying to use the library. I'm allergic to books.
If you're
going to
sneeze, well, then get the fuck out of my library.
I can't.
Suggest a good book to her, Scare Master.
Go find Gone with the Wind. It's over there.
She picks it up.
Up over on the wall over there.
Oh, okay. I mean, Gone with
And Jesus, the librarian is getting...
Oh, look, get out of my fucking building right now. I don't want your poisonous fucking germy...
You're the librarian. You got to make everyone quiet, Scare Master. Make everyone quiet.
I can't help it.
Give her another book. Give her another book.
I'm not giving her any books.
Give her a book. Give her another book.
God damn it. You fucking slob.
Oh, I can't
get out of my fucking building, you goddamn pig.
I can't help it. I'm allergic to books.
Well, then get out of my fucking building, you book allergic fucking slobby
bitch. She looks at him, and the only thing that makes her stop sneezing is kissing him.
Oh, fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. This is over. Bye.
The only thing that stops me from sneezing is a kiss. Give me a kiss. You're looking at me like you want to. Give me a kiss.
With my foot down your throat.
Oh, that's not nice.
Ask for a library card, Scare Master.
Do you have a library card?
No, but I have a hot pussy.
She says, let me see that. I should see that.
I'm not talking like you, you fucking fag.
You want to see my pussy? Look at my pussy.
And that's Mole Play.
What? You didn't even look at my vagina.
It's yes and.
You don't have a vagina.
It's yes and, Scare Master.
Well, I see by the clock on the wall, we have used just about all the time. And what a great show we had today. I think we should put her there. For us over here, put her there, guys. Big Three! Now, if you want to get in touch with us on the social network, you can get in touch with me on Twitter at Simply Don. My Facebook is Don Barris. Instagram.
Scary period.
Shut up. Instagram, I'm at Simply Don 1. And on Vine, I'm at Don Barris.
Perry F. Caravello, C-A-R as in car, A-V as in Victor, E-L-L-O on Facebook.
Why do you got to spell it? Everybody knows how to spell it. Mole, how can they get in touch with you?
I'm Walter Malinsky on Facebook, and also we get to the show again, Elvis Lights Weren't On.
All right, we'll have to do that. I got to remind people, don't forget, if you want to bring back Mole, John Quincy Adams, and Terrifying Tim, remember, send it to Find Mole, JQA, and Terrifying Tim at 7510 Sunset Boulevard, number 153, Hollywood, California, 90046. Also, if you want to see me, every night I'm at the world famous Comedy Store. Monday nights, our Death Squad Ding Dong show. Don't ever miss that. And be out here in October. Come on, guys, let's put it there one more time, even though we shouldn't have done it. Here we go.
Goodbye.
Yeah, finger.